This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. Instrument repair person and Bridgewater resident Danny Dollinger has been around some pretty famous guitars during the course of his well-traveled musical life.
In Austin, I did a two-year stint with Mark Erlewine, who built 16 guitars for Billy Gibbons. I got to work on one of Bob Dylan's guitars. I got to see Willie Nelson's guitar with the hole in it. I missed the AC/DC guitars because I was at the Kerrville Folk Festival. Wayne Henderson, I've known since I was 11 or 12 years old, and he's a friend of the family, and he's a very, very highly rated, some folks would say the best flat top builder in the world, out of Rugby, Virginia.
I heard about Danny Dollinger from Chuck Slott, whom you may remember as a longtime classical music announcer on WMRA. Danny, Chuck told me, had successfully brought his 1967 or 68 D35 Martin guitar back to life. Danny Dollinger's guitar, mandolin, and occasionally banjo repair business, Rhett Boss Guitar Works, has a mission statement that I liked, and so I asked him to read it to begin our conversation.
At Fret Boss Guitar Works, the mission is plain and simple. I want you to get the most out of playing your guitar, banjo, mandolin, bass guitar, any fretted instrument, acoustic or electric. Anyone who plays music can benefit from having their musical instrument adjusted to best suit their individual playing style and needs, whether just starting out or a seasoned professional. The better a musical instrument performs, the better the musician playing it performs, and the more enjoyable the music is for everyone.
All right, where'd this mission statement come from?
My heart.
And how'd it get in your heart?
Well, my favorite way to describe this is that before I could see over the dashboard in, the late 50s, early 60s Chevrolets that my dad would have been driving at the time, there was just all that green light and all that great music coming out of the dashboard. And I just flipped on music from as far back as I can remember. Merle Haggard and the Beatles and Simon and Garfunkel and Johnny Cash are things that I remember, like from before I can remember anything else. I had things that I looked forward to coming on the radio. I wanted to be a guitar player all along, and was offered a mandolin in sixth grade by my uncle. And so I started on mandolin because my oldest brother told me I could play grand funk on a mandolin. And I did, and drove him to great vexation with my efforts at playing Grand Funk Railroad on a mandolin. But whatever was available to me, I've always played. And when I got my first job that actually gave me a little bit of income, my first week on my first good full-time job right out of high school, I bought a Stratocaster and took it apart that weekend and put it together. So my first nice mandolin, the first thing I did was alter it. I took the pick guard off. But I just knew some folks had them and some folks didn't. So mine had one and I could change it. So I took it off. Have I ever made a bid to be a professional musician? Throughout the mid-90s through about 2003, maybe later, I spent about a decade playing environmental coffee houses and campfires and traveled the country making hundreds of dollars a year. Environmentalists don't have any money. And working environmentalists.
But you have lots of stars in your crown, don't you?
Can I say this? I went skinny dipping on the most beautiful places on the planet with the most beautiful people that you could ever hope to hang out with.
And it was
wonderful. It was fantastic. I recommend it highly. But at a certain point, it began to, I just couldn't afford to be broke forever. It was costing me health wise,
yes.
I met my partner and the love of my life, Christina Wolf, and she worked for Virginia Forest Watch at the time that I met her, and we were part of the same national circles and had known each other for 5 years. She hired me to do some road shows about water quality in national forests in Virginia. And we'd been friends for 5 years and things
progressed.
Yes, thank you. I was going to say coagulated. Progressed is a much better word.
Coagulated works, though.
So there was a long-distance relationship for quite a while, and she decided to—I was in Texas for a couple of years while she was in Northern Virginia, and we were trying to figure out how to get into the same place. She decided to go to graduate school at JMU, and so I joined her here, and we came to the Valley, neither of us knowing a soul. And I've come to many new places, but when you don't know anybody, if you know one person, you know 20 people. If you don't know anybody, you don't know anybody. And I was here for 3 months just flailing, trying to find a job and trying to get a gig, and nothing was happening for me. And then everybody in Harrisonburg will know this name. I was at the farmer's market, and Carolyn Frank came up and said hello to me and talked to me like she'd known me for 15 years. And
she talks to everybody. She's a former mayor and a woman about town.
She certainly is, and she knows no strangers, right, as I've heard it said many times. And it was the first time that someone had talked to me like an old friend in 3 months. I about jumped out of my skin.
Yeah.
And she invited me to one of her husband's jam sessions, and he pointed out to her, you can't be inviting strangers to my jam sessions, but he let me come. And from there, everything that's happened to me in the 5 years that I've been in the Shenandoah Valley is a direct result of meeting Carolyn Frank. The next day, I played with a group of musicians out at the hospital after my first jam with those folks. And Dr. William Gardner, esteemed dentist of Bridgewater, and I became good buddies very quickly and started playing music together. And he wanted to build a guitar and wanted my help. The basement of his dental practice is where my shop is.
What's the range of stuff you work on?
All kinds of stuff. For one thing, the strings have an incredible amount of tension. On an acoustic guitar, on a bluegrass style guitar, it can be 150 pounds or more of tension pulling from one end of the guitar to the other. That's a lot of weight. They live under a lot of stress. So over time, the wood conforms to that stress and it develops a memory. And, you know, so that's one thing is just going back and correcting and resetting up what time and tension do to guitars. And, you know, guitars get sat on sometimes. I really like repair work because it's problem solving. It's really creative, and you're going to run into things. You know, it's partly about determining how to fix something that you've never seen before. And mostly, there's nothing that can't be fixed. I think that what I enjoy about the work as much as anything else, I mean, I really appreciate an exquisite vintage guitar, but there are lots of folks like me out there, you know, duking it out in the clubs with who you don't want to take your 38 D28, or you don't want to take a 57 Stratocaster to an event like that, you know? So being able to take, there's lots and lots of good stuff out there that with a little bit of tweaking can be just excellent. When you take something that somebody has had a relationship with 5 years, 20 years of playing time that they're not quite happy with, and you hand back to them their baby and it's right, that's the best. You're making old friends get along that much better. And that's a big part of why I really like repair and like my job.
You'll find a link to Danny Dullinger's website, Fret Boss Guitar Works, on the Spark page at WMRA.org.